I'm Dr. Joe Diedrichsen. I'm a veterinarian with Muriel Cattle Field Veterinary Service Team.
What are you talking to people about now when we talk about management going into winter as the months get colder?
Yeah. The important thing is to remember that if we're going to raise cattle efficiently, we're going to do several things to stress them. One of those is weaning the calves, pulling them off the range, putting them in pens, putting them in bigger groups, shipping them. And then, oh, Mother Nature, up and down temperatures, start getting colder and snow. So there's a lot of things we need to do to get these cattle ready to be able to grow them efficiently in that weather. One of them is good vaccine usage. In other words, give them their multiple doses so you got them boosted. Taking the stress out of weaning by weaning them on your ranch versus weaning them on the truck to the feed yard on that. And making sure that they're parasite-free. And then having a good product in there that you can treat, because when you stress them, put them together that much, you're going to deal with BRD at times.
What are the treatments for BRD, and what are the consequences of BRD getting into the herd?
Well, first of all, BRD costs the cattle industry millions of dollars every year, even with our excellent vaccines. That means we need to have products like Zactran. Zactran's a long-acting antibiotic. And one of the exciting things about Zactran is we have two types of labels, one for pull and treat. That's see the sick animal, you pull him and treat him. The other is what the Food and Drug Administration calls a control label. And what that allows us to do, say we get an animal or two breaking the group, it allows us to go ahead and treat the whole group on that. And so we can prevent some of them from showing overt clinical signs, even though the bug's already growing in them. See, it is a single sub-Q injection that gets levels high enough to treat bacterial pneumonias as quick as 15 to 30 minutes after injection, keeps high levels there for 10 days. That's why when we talk about Zactran, we talk about some rapid response, seeing them show clinical response in that first 24 hours, but yet we know we have that security keeping high levels for an additional 9 days. Yep.
What are the recommendations as we go further into the future? Let's talk about spring and when we talk about problems that might come with the spring.
Of course, always when we look at spring and grass starts greening up, that's your high transmission time for parasites. And so you always want to get cattle ready for pasture by using a good parasite management program. Because remember, when we talk about worms and cattle, 90% of what we deal with is in the pasture and 10% in the cattle. Well, now we have long range, which is Theraphase technology, gives us 100 to 150 days activity depending on the worm. So we can give it to them going to pasture, and as we continue to pick up worms in the grazing season, we're still killing them for up to 150 days.
I know you've talked about injections in part of these, but what effect is the veterinary feed directive going to have on these things that you've talked about?
Yeah. Well, the injectable products like Long Range and Zactran, they're already on prescription, so that won't have any effect on that. The products that will be affected are our oral antibiotics, such as CTC or oreomycin type of product on that. The ones that are given either in feed or in water. Now, those will all have to be a prescription. The feed additive ones, they call it a VFD, a veterinary feed directive. The water soluble ones will be a prescription. So they've been over the counter drugs. Now we'll have to do it. The thing I always tell people to get ready for is establish a good VCPR, veterinary client-patient relationship. That veterinarian cannot write you a prescription dated longer than 6 months. So he's going to have to be out there a couple times a year if you're wanting to use prescription products on that. Get used to keeping some records on what antibiotics you're using on that. And remember, even though the full effect of this goes in January 1, 2017, if you have inventory of a feed-grade antibiotic that requires a VFD to be fed, come January 1, for you to legally feed it, you're going to have a VFD, even if you bought it before it required a VFD. So that's something to remember if you were thinking about getting inventory to get around this a little bit. Yeah.
Characterize Mariel as what's the aim and how you're doing business? Yeah.
We're a research-driven company. We're proud to say we also have many innovative products, two of them being our latest ones, Insectran and Long Range. And we will continue to put a lot of research dollars into bringing new products to increase the efficiency for cattle producers today.